The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
California, how are we today?
Morning, good morning.
It's Saturday, what is it? September
25th. 25th, yeah.
California Adventure District Radio Show. Show number 19.
Number 19.
Yep. My name is Nigel, and I got my co-host, Mr. James Mazzotta from Enjoy with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. I must apologize ahead of time. I think I have a little bit of that fire.
Oh, gosh, everybody does.
Right?
I know. Well, I'll be doing the same thing. My kids are all doing it. Everybody in the house is like,
yep.
And we're like, what is going on?
So to our listeners, I do apologize a little bit. a little frustrating, but we'll get through it.
Yeah.
So happy Saturday, James. Congratulations on 15 years of Enjoy Magazine.
Thank you. Yeah, it releases on Monday, the 15-year anniversary issue. That's issue number 181.
181,
yes.
Wow.
And so super excited. We've taken the time finally to get implemented some of the things that we wanted for the magazine. For years we've wanted to do Perfect Bind. It just makes it look so much more clean and sophisticated. So we've upgraded that. We've just recently changed the paper for this issue that we'll be moving out, which is a more heavy cover with a texture to it. So
it looks
has a
great.
Nice
looks
feel.
Yep.
Yeah, so thank you. We're super excited. It's called Good Times Come to, or Good Things Come to Those Who Wait. And, again, it's 15-year celebration. And also what's really cool for the listeners is we've implemented a new AI technology that you can download the Live Portrait app to your phone. Once it's downloaded, it will have access to your camera to be able to scan pages in the magazine and bring them to life in video format.
That's great.
Yeah.
So that's Monday?
That's Monday when it starts heading out into the wild.
Excellent. And I also drove by the store yesterday, the new store, Boardmark.
Yeah.
Enjoy is going into the new board.
And then we got our first official delivery of the magazines there for the first time. So
Right. The
warehouse is in use.
Mm-hmm.
And you were there on Friday, said you saw them grinding the floors.
Yep, looks like a big project.
Yeah, big project.
So good. So a lot of big changes, good changes for, I would say, a local, staple of our community, Enjoy, the store, and the magazine.
You know what's so weird is that everything for us, and I'm not really sure, never really investigated why, but it just does, everything for Enjoy seems to happen in the month of October.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, right?
So a few more a few more weeks and you'll be fine.
Yep.
Okay, good. So we are going to have a guest calling in about 8:15.
Yeah.
Decided to make this show about forest bathing. You know, now, it gets a little weird because, you know, in the old days we used to call it just playing outside, right? Right? And I think we're of this similar era.
Yes.
Where, you know, as kids and as teenagers anyway, no such thing as cell phones and, like, none of that, right?
Yeah,
and
you know,
just spent all that time outside.
Again, if you think about it, I have, you know, it's funny how somebody will say something and it triggers your mind to just really process, right? As soon as you just said that again, I kept thinking, I got flashbacks of me as a kid in, like, fifth and sixth grade. And, you know, we were playing in, you know, creeks and waterways up to our waist in, you know, muddy water, playing with frogs and doing stuff, right? Like, never, who'd have thought?
Well, and so we still do some of that stuff, right? I mean, kids do and teenagers do that stuff.
Yeah,
but
depending on where you're located.
We always have our cell phones with us, right? So that's just one of those things that's always on. And we don't always think about the disadvantages or the effects that these things have just on our body and and on our, you know, mental health, shall we say.
Yeah.
So I remember...
Top to bottom.
That's right. So in a few minutes, we're going to have a really good guy calling in from Humboldt. His name is Justin. And I met him over there. He was a certified guide in the Redwoods, Redwood National Forest, you know, where they have all these trees. And when I met him, he's one of those guys that... when you meet him and you start talking to him, you realize that whatever you knew beforehand, you didn't know anything really at all, because he's just a walking encyclopedia of all things redwoods and trees, and it's very fascinating. And I think we live in a time where people are actually seeking out things like how to reduce blood pressure, right? How to boost your immune system naturally. Well, I think immune system is going to be popping up here pretty soon. And it'll be, I think you'll be surprised that it's that a lot of the answers are right around us outside.
Yeah, just well, need to go play outside. They keep, everybody, excuse me, keeps saying that, you know, all the answers that we need are within the world and in within nature.
Yep.
If we just haven't destroyed it before we even figured out what it can do for us.
Right. And I am thankful that it is actually getting cooler, finally.
Yes. Right. Yes, I have a wedding. I am a best man in a wedding today that's outside at 4 o'clock.
Very good.
So we had the rehearsal last night, and by the time we were done, I was soaking wet.
Really?
I was sweating so bad. So I appreciate anything
the wedding?
Cool. Out in Cottonwood.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Down at your brother's place?
Yeah.
It's good. So it's getting cooler. Up in Mount Shasta, I always like to gauge Mount Shasta. It's kind of but there, at nighttime, 30s, 40s, it's getting chilly. So, and I think the snow is going to start happening at some point, so a little dusting, a little,
up on the
a little
mountain,
icing.
Yeah.
That always makes for a nice view.
Yeah, that rain we had, what was it, a week ago or so, was really nice.
Yeah.
Totally, it caught me off. I didn't know. I hadn't checked my phone, so I got up in the morning to go to work, walked out the door, and everything was wet and raining, and I thought, "What? Where did this come from?"
That's right. So let's see here. So Justin's going to call us here in a minute.
Events are happening still again. I mean, you know, there was a little bit of a holdout that we were seeing all these events come online, and we're afraid a lot of them were going to be canceled, but they've kind of seem to be sticking, and they're making alterations, I know.
Yep.
I'm not really sure what's happening at the Civic, but I drove by last night, and the whole front lawn looks like a big party event,
really?
Getting away, a big concert and all kinds of things going on. So, yeah, I was like, I have to figure out what that is. That looks like fun. But we have a lot of things going on. Rolling Hills has a huge calendar, their outdoor amphitheater. You know, Riverfront Playhouse, finally, if you can imagine, this poor souls, they built that beautiful new theater and have been not able to do anything with it for over a year. And they're in the thick of Clue, and we are a ticketing agent for them. And it's been really nice to see the community come out and support local theater again. And so they've been selling tickets like crazy. But they also have Dracula down for the count that's scheduled. That's coming up. So that's going to be another event. And you know, people are being required to ask to wear masks and stuff, but, you know, that's the least you could do for some entertainment these days, to go, you know, go sit in a theater again and be entertained and let all these thespians within our community be able to express themselves and do something.
Something fun.
Yeah, so they don't go crazy. So, so they're, you know, and the Civic has a ton of guests booked out for the future.
Yep.
I saw Joe Coy. I don't know if you're familiar with Joe Coy, the comedian. I think he's a riot. So I was super excited to see he was coming to town. I think I'm going to try to get a group of friends to go and just go sit down and laugh for a little bit.
Well, so speaking of events, I think from what I can see, 2022 is going to be packed.
Yeah. Well, people are starved to do something.
Outdoor sporting events, outdoor recreation events. Many of the big bands are just booked for all of next year.
That's awesome.
Festivals are coming back online.
Yeah.
I did go to a little heavy metal festival here in Anderson a few weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
The Anderson River Park, and that was awesome.
I didn't hear about that, too. Guys, I've been in a cave since we've been starting to move our business.
it was actually pretty loud. You could probably hear it from Reading.
Probably.
It was pretty good.
It was like, I was going to say, is it at the
Anderson River?
The amphitheater?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
That was great. And I saw our buddy from Reading, Buzz, there. He was having a great time. So,
I wonder if you ever made it over to the Ninja Coalition.
I don't know. Like we'll have to bug him for that.
Yeah.
So things are really good. All right, so we have 30 seconds, and we'll be back in 1 minute with Mr. Justin. Sounds like he's calling in.
Yeah, hopefully. Right. And so, I think what's-his-name is in there right now taking the phone call.
So. Excellent. So if you're listening, and be prepared to
be amazed.
You'll be surprised at how much we don't know and how much is right around us. So
right.
We'll be right back.
All right.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good morning. We're back. California Adventure District Radio Show. A little ZZ Top in the morning.
That was short but sweet.
A little groove. That's good. So I believe we have on the phone with us from beautiful Humboldt County, Mr. Justin Legge. Are you there, Justin?
I am. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Excellent.
Did you just get back from a forest bath?
I did, actually. It's how I try to start every morning, honestly.
Well, I was going to say, you sound very centered and calm, and so I thought maybe you'd just come from the forest.
Yep. So, Justin, first time I met you, I was pleasantly surprised, number one, how nice you are, but I was very impressed with your knowledge and expertise of everything in the Redwood Forest. I was amazed at how much I didn't know and how much you did know, which I guess is your job, right?
Definitely. Thank you.
So
this is a passion of mine.
Yeah. So why don't you give us a little bit of insight into who you are and how you ended up where you are?
Oh boy. Well, I really attribute a lot of it to my childhood with my mom, and I just had a lot of freedom as a kid, being able to go outside and a lot of natural areas. Was really lucky with that. So going through Boy Scouts, and we would always go camping in Yosemite each summer, so I always had a really strong connection that the outdoors meant happiness and contentment for me. So then going into university, I knew that I wanted to do something working with people in the outdoors, so that brought me up to Humboldt. And then after I graduated here, I went and worked with the Forest Service in Lake Tahoe, and that's where I really got into the formal nature interpretation. And working as a ranger in Lake Tahoe is super wonderful, and sharing the lake there and the mountains and the pines and the Sierras with visitors from all over the world. But that's also where I really had an epiphany about how uniquely, naturally special Humboldt County was. So I realized I had to come back. And I've been super lucky to work with a bunch of really wonderful organizations here that I've just been able to branch out in a bunch of different realms and work in all the different ecosystems in our lagoons and dunes and forests, northern Humboldt up in Prairie Creek and the Humboldt lagoons, leading kayak tours. So I've just been really fortunate to get to play and live and work doing what I love, which is sharing nature with anyone.
So what is it about Humboldt specifically that makes it so unique, in your opinion?
Oh, it's not necessarily unique, but Well, unique in the sense that we're relatively untrampled and undamaged, like most of planet Earth at this point. In Humboldt County, you can still go to places and sit on the beach and really envision that, you know, this is a natural landscape that modern humans have never come and built a dam or bulldozed and built a hotel all over the ecosystem. We have the Lost Coast, you know, the longest stretch of undeveloped coastline in California that feels like you're going back millions of years. And same thing up on our beaches in Trinidad and the Humboldt Lagoons. It really feels like you can step back in time where humans don't have as much of an impact anymore. And just the diversity here, I can go walk on the beach and go up into the mountains and ski in the snow all in the same day is pretty wonderful.
The beaches that you're mentioning, are they, forgive me for my naivete, I guess, are these all protected areas now currently, or is it just by the, you know, the land itself, it's been undeveloped?
Mostly the land itself has been undeveloped. A really interesting part of Humboldt County, even though so much of it is, you know, naturally pristine and rare in terms of the life that lives there, like our Humboldt Coastal Dune, depending on the legality of whose jurisdiction it is, Humboldt County, California State Parks, we have a lot of National Park Service lands.
Okay.
The level of protection and what one can and cannot do and how much they are managed varies greatly. It's really interesting. Like, I was working with Friends of the Dunes for a long time. They're an absolutely amazing grassroots nonprofit organization that leads children on environmental field trips out on our beaches and dunes. And an area that we tried to lead a lot of conservation efforts at was where there was a really sensitive species, the threatened western snowy plover, and they're federally listed, so there's mandated legal protections for them. But unfortunately for these little birds, the one place that they always return to year after year after year to make their little nest, because of the jurisdiction of that beach, the level of protection that they can get and the level of restrictions to the public, even during their nesting season, are not as much as you might see in other places. Like down in Point Reyes, the National Seashore down there, the same species for the same reason, when they're in nesting season, you can't even walk on those beaches to help protect their fledglings. So it's just, it's interesting sometimes.
Yeah. Well, some of the beaches over there in Humboldt, you can tell you wouldn't even be able to develop there if you wanted to. Like,
yeah.
Justin, like you said, Lost Coast, I mean, that's not exactly a...
I was wondering if it was the National Geography that keeps you know, people kind of...
It's an amazing spot, and like Justin said, you do feel like you're at the mercy of something a little larger than you.
Yeah. I wanted to ask real quick, too, what was it that you majored in when you went to school?
Outdoor leadership and recreation.
Okay.
So basically just hanging out with people and having fun, being outside together.
That's awesome.
You know, some of the people I meet through California Adventure District meet with people and who are not from here, and they say, you know what, I really want to try and find a job where I can just be outside in the forest all day.
Yeah.
Right? People want to be outside, and Justin just happens to have that. That one of those coveted spots where you just get to be outside all the time.
He's like a unicorn that you gives you hope.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's really fun, people.
So one of the topics that I've been researching, and I got into it with you, is forest bathing, right? And I was one of those at first. I was like, what's forest bathing?
I know.
Right?
I love the term, though. It sounds very intriguing.
It sounds interesting, you know. You know, bathtub in the forest. But then you actually research and you realize, well, there's actually a lot to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
There's actually a lot to it. And when we met and we were in the forest, I realized I didn't know anything about it. And Justin happens to know a lot about it.
But you know what? If you think about it, after I learned what it was, right, I've had the fortunate experience of taking my boys as they, you know, all during different grades through the school that they went to. we were always going on ecology camps and things like that for a week. And it's funny, but once you know what forest kind of bathing is, you realize that it happens to you naturally, even if you don't know what it is.
Right.
It's just there.
Right.
Definitely.
How did you transition into that? If there was a transition where you actually got into forest bathing?
You know, it's it's a whole long story. As you were just saying, you know, you realize after you learn about the concepts that there's other ways that you can achieve it in your life. As you were saying, going to ecology camp with your kid, you know, for 7 days out in the wilderness. A phrase we like to use is dropping into the experience. It's a phrase that surfers use, you know, once you're out there in the waves for a while and you're sort of into it, you just are all of a sudden in tune with nature and connected, and you drop in, you're in the moment, you're in the present moment, just here in nature, forgetting about the world around you. But, you know, hiking in the mountains and surfing and going on extended wilderness trips, is a privilege for a lot of folks, financially and physically. Mm-hmm. One of the big ideas of the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy here is, it's an international program, is to how can we enable these sort of changes in one's mind, psychology, without having to go on, you know, a 50-mile hike or spend 7 days in the wilderness or learn how to surf and go on the open ocean by yourself with all the sharks. So it's all just about flipping certain switches in one's mind to help them enable the restorative and regenerative things that we can get from spending time in any part of nature. You know, you don't have to be in the Humboldt Redwoods even necessarily, but just using specific concepts to help your mind fully catch on and tune in. It's pretty wonderful. So it all got started back in Japan in the late 1980s, and there was an unfortunate reality that they were seeing a high level of suicide rates.
Yeah.
So the Japanese started to look into, you know, how can we mitigate these high levels of death in our citizens? And Dr. Ching Li is one of the leaders of the research in Japan. It's known as Shinrin Yoku. So it's a bit lost in translation, and Shinrin Yoku would better be translated as sort of taking in natural environments, taking in the forest atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So they did some research and started to see the differences between when people, you know, did just a walk in the city versus did a walk in a garden and under nature. And they really started to look into specifically what happens with the different chemicals and essential oils that trees produce as they breathe and exhale throughout the day, transpire. You know, a lot of us learn in grade school that trees inhale carbon dioxide and they exhale oxygen and make great air for us to breathe.
Yep.
But it's really just part of the story, and a lot of different species create specific phytoncides or essential oils or tree chemicals, whatever you want to call them.
Oh, wow.
You know, a lot of us have a strong memory of Christmas tree smell, right? Like, you can just picture that in your mind.
Love it.
So that's an essential oil or a phytoncide that Douglas fir creates. Douglas fir was always my Christmas tree. And through this research, we've actually seen that physiologically, medically, there's benefits to, you know, heart rate, blood pressure, stress levels, a plethora of things, and the research is really just budding because it's honestly a bit difficult to extrapolate fully to exactly what's happening for exactly what species. So it's pretty special what we're learning about these concepts. Here in America, though, and what I do here in Humboldt County, it takes a lot of the factual scientific medical research from Japan and Shinrin Yoku, and it kind of leads on that and does it in a little bit different of a way. Shinrin Yoku and forest bathing in Japan is completely, I don't want, it's more scientific and pharmaceutically based. So, you know, you go, you'll get a blood pressure sample, you'll take a saliva sample, you'll get more or less a prescription, you know, like, hey, Nigel, you're stressed out, you go sit under that Sonoki cypress for 20 minutes and do this breathing exercise. Afterwards, go sit under that spruce tree for 30 minutes and breathe like this, and then we'll take your blood pressure and such afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Here, what we do is a little bit more for the psychological well-being.
So,
it's more about the mental fatigue that we've all experienced.
I'll tell you what, we're up against a hard break here, but we're getting into the meat of this. So if you can, you can just hold on with us.
Oh yeah,
and come over, and I'll take that prescription. I'll go sit under a tree for about a minute.
I know.
And, I'll go breathe.
Yeah, and we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips of Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good morning. We're back.
We are back.
California Adventure District radio show. Show number 19, September 25th. My name is Nigel. James here with me, as usual.
Still here.
And on the phone, we have a really good guy in Humboldt, Justin. This is about
fourth grading. We're just getting in the meat of things.
That's great. Justin, thank you for all the information you're giving us. And you were just getting into the differences between how they do things in Japan and versus here in the United States and what you guys do.
Yeah. So as I, you know, blabber on, I can get really excited about all the science.
Please do.
Factoids about, you know, how good it is for you.
That's amazing.
Well, I think we can all agree that we are in a time where people are starting to actually wake up and do some more research, right? About their own immune system and recovery from illness and reduced stress and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And as we say, oftentimes the solution or the medicine is right around you. Right?
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
All right. So I will let you continue because I think we need this meat. We need this information.
Yeah, we've all been, you know, more or less stuck inside for over a year and had such a less connection to each other as well as the environment around us. And as I was blabbering on about the scientific and medical factoids about how good it is to breathe in essential oils and spend time next to trees, a huge part of this that I really see a need for, and people, myself included, you know, I've been stuck inside more and not had as many relationships with humans because nobody's been able to travel and come visit the forest with us. So just being able to help people, you know, I'll use a buzzword, we evolved in nature, we've adapted in nature over, you know, thousands, if not millions of years, so it's only in recent times that humans have sort of come out of the woods, come out of these natural environments that we're completely immersed in and lived in, and now we live in these cities and these boxes, and most of our time is spent indoors and with screens and with buzzing refrigerators and buzzing light bulbs and running car engines. And we become so used to it, we get so into these unnatural human environments that we just don't realize how far that has taken our psyche and our mental health out of a really good, discontent realm. So here what I'm trying to do with folks, we're really lucky in this area at the Benbow Historic Inn. We're just about, you know, 3 hours from San Francisco and Sacramento. So let's just let people get away for just a couple of days and just get that soft refresh to just reboost your creativity and your happiness and your contentment. And, you know, if we can get a medical benefit while we're doing it, that's pretty wonderful. So a big part of it that I think helps people is just remembering we have a relationship with the land and that it's reciprocal. Like, we can get these medical and mental benefits, but we also have to remember that we have to give back to the land as well. And that in itself can be really a big part of the empowering and mental aspect of it when you actually, you know, pick up a piece of trash or tend to a plant in the forest or remove an invasive species. And that also gets me back into a big part of why I started doing this whole forest therapy thing. Terminology, first off. When I use, say, forest and nature therapy, I'm not a therapist. I'm just a nature guide. Nature is the therapist. The forest is the therapist. The ocean is the therapist. So we're getting these therapeutical benefits from utilizing nature is what we're talking about. But I've always had a bit of an overactive mind and have tried things like yoga or, you know, Zen meditation, but it's a little difficult for me. It's not active enough. So forest therapy and nature interpretation, you can go sit in the woods and you can have an active mind. And you can, I want to give you guys a bit of advice. When you're sitting in nature and you have an overactive mind like Justin here, just keep repeating to yourself one question. And that question is, what am I noticing? So it doesn't matter where I am in nature, if it's a river, if it's a forest, if it's the beach. There's always something that you can look at, that you can notice. And if I focus on what I'm experiencing, what I'm smelling, what I'm touching, what I'm feeling, although I'm actively thinking in the moment, I'm engaged in what I'm doing, it's present, it's here, it's in the world. It's not, you know, what's my job, what's my wife worried about, where's my dog. It's in the present moment. So the whole idea is to release all of our worries and just forget about that. You know, they'll be waiting for us in 20 minutes when we finish. But if we can just get 20 minutes focused on the moment, focused in nature, forget about everything else, it's pretty spectacular when you practice that regularly, how it just makes your mind feel. You can honestly feel it once you drop in and experience these things.
That's probably one
that's
of the
what's really fun about it is
one of the best pieces of advice I've heard in a really, really long time. Because I am one of those active mind people where sometimes I just feel like I'm going crazy because I just can't turn it off. And really what you just explained is taking that active mind and just refocusing its purpose, you know. It can remain active because I struggle with how do I slow it down? How do I turn it off, right? But it's not. It's about redirecting it to the present, because quite often what you're thinking about isn't always about being present. It's always about past and future and all these things that, you know, just are chaos. And, you know, I've struggled for years trying to figure out how do you control that, right?
Well, in your case, you may want to cut down on the caffeine, mate.
Yeah, that's true too. But I mean, how about that? I just think that's it's super simple, but really brilliant. Like, you know, just let the mind be active, but make it focus on what's happening at the time where you're at, you know, and what you're dealing with. Like you said, if it's the creek running in front of you, if it's the, you know, whatever that is. But that was, I just really liked that. That was cool. Thank you.
So, Justin, do you
definitely.
Are you actively leading groups or people into the forest spirit? So, on our website, we have on CaliforniaAdventureDistrict.com, we have a whole page dedicated to forest bathing, and we got a lot of people visiting it, and we have you hooked up to it, and people are inquiring all the time. Hey, how do I book a session with Justin? So. How do people book a session with Justin?
You know, that inquiry form will send me a message. I have a Facebook and an Instagram. broadleaf forest therapy, and if you reach out there or to us here at the Benbow Historic Inn, just asking about the program and also our Benbow KOA, the campground, we're really excited to offer it not just to our guests, but really anybody here in Humboldt or the world that visits. We get international visitors from all over the place. It's a really special experience here, Nigel, because we can go off into the woods right by this historic hotel, and we can do an experience in a second growth area that has some old growth redwoods, so you can really connect to some of the trauma that's happened in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And that site is actually a former mill site, and then when we go back to the hotel, that the old growth sequoia molding in the woods, that's where it was harvested from. So having an experience kind of brings the hotel to life. It's like you're inside the living forest, because the thing about sequoia is those trees are still alive. They just resurrected themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a pretty deep and special experience.
you said something last time we met and we walked through the redwoods there, that a lot of these trees have different personalities. Is that the case? Did I misinterpret that?
No, I absolutely believe so, completely. Where we met last time, Nigel, up in the north part of Humboldt County in Prairie Creek Redwoods, those trees have a significantly, you know, different personality. The word that came to mind, I don't mean, but I want to say like colder, damper, like more moist, almost older. Those trees are a bit fatter and larger, and here where I am right now, the trees are a bit taller, but more spread out.
Mm-hmm.
The forest is a bit geographically larger, and when you're in it, you can definitely pick up on those personality differences. They're really interesting teachers.
Excellent. Well, Justin, I want to thank you for coming on. So to those who are listening who actually want to do something a little different and actually immerse body, mind, and soul, mm-hmm. and actually pursue this a little more deeply, I highly suggest reaching out to Justin. You can do so through CaliforniaAdventureDistrict.com. Come to the forest bathing section. It's right there on the homepage. You can click right through. It'll change your life. I know that, right?
Well, when we were taking a break, what I was saying is, again, my mind was already going crazy after listening to him, was how cool would it be if somebody were to have a piece of, large piece of land where they blocked off, a couple acres in each direction and then planted specific species, that were there as we get farther along in understanding what trees and what plants do what, right? And then your prescriptions now is that your doctor prescribes you to go to a certain part of the land to, immerse you in there for a period of time. And, you need 2 days in the eucalyptus forest and, 1 day in the, this forest or that forest to bring you back
eucalyptus
to...
Eucalyptus is a good one.
Yeah, so, now we're going to be...
Exactly, and on another note, we love to go out to, partner with businesses. Because, again, the most powerful thing is to do it on your land.
Yeah.
So we've come out and done trainings and walks for organizations to help their staff, their leaders, their teachers see how they can utilize their land, their homes, their properties for their businesses, their staff, their kids, their teachers. It's pretty wonderful. But thanks for having me.
Yeah,
I think it's great. Well, this is one of the, obviously the Humboldt County and Mendocino and Del Norte. I mean, the whole forest region there is pretty unique. It's very special.
Very special. Yeah.
The redwoods just happens to be one of those terms that people know all around the world, right? People always searching for mm-hmm. a redwood forest. They know where are the big trees. And it just happens to be right.
I got a doctor up here, too. Because our trees are so much bigger. So
yeah.
The whole thing about phyton size and the transpiration is how much do they transpire per day, per hour, per minute.
Uh-huh.
And our big, ginormous trees, the bigger you are, the more they transpire. So
yeah,
we know they're transpiring more, but since the science is still so new, we don't have the specific data about how much better forest bathing is in Humboldt County. But I believe it really is.
I would just claim it.
Yeah,
right?
Claim it.
Yeah, you just claim it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole thing about,
trees, better forest.
I mean,
yeah.
It sounds weird, but the whole thing about trees transpiring is very, to me, that's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, and so true. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know it to be true. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry, but you don't, you know,
right.
even an uneducated person at all knows after the basics yeah. of biology from grade school, the whole process of transpiring is, you know, it's happening. I mean, yeah. we learn it, and, you know, the photosynthesis and all that stuff that plants are doing. And now the research and study of, you know, all the stuff going on, what's going on under your feet where you're walking yep. in the forest and the ground and the mm-hmm. biodiversity and the connectivity. I mean, we talk about Avatar and the place where they live, and we're finding out that it's actually true.
It is. It is. You know, one of my favorite researchers, Suzanne Simmer, PhD, doing all this great work about forests communicating underground. She was one of James Cameron's inspirations for the movie, no kidding.
Wow.
Excellent. Well, Justin, thank you very much. I'm sure we'll be in touch.
Yes, thank
and,
you.
And we will highlight what it is you're doing. And thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Always a pleasure talking about the woods. Thanks for having me, guys.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And we will be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good morning. We're back. California Adventure District radio show.
Yeah.
8:47. Wow, it's the first time I actually mentioned the time on radio show. I feel like I'm Carl Bott now.
Right.
That is
the thing.
I mean, is the thing.
Our listeners, you know, they sometimes, some people while they're in their car and stuff don't know necessarily what time it is, and so it's a good thing because they're like, wait. I'm late.
I can't believe I said that. So am I supposed to say it's 8:47 and it's 71 degrees?
Yeah, right.
All right.
And our weather is brought to you by
Vista Real Estate.
Yeah, right.
Well,
that was cool.
Was that a cool segment?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, as people, we all get touched by different things, right? You think sometimes it's funny when you, like, I'll have friends that, you know, will be doing something and something will touch them and you'll think, well, that was weird, you know, but we're all into different things. So
right. This
is something that I'm into, and that's only because it is just kind of naming and acknowledging what I feel naturally when I go out into the forest.
Right.
Like, I love to go out into the trees. I love nothing more than to hear the wind blowing through the canopy and that hush and wisp, you know, and the smell. And it's very tranquil to me. It really calms me down. I feel just really at peace, you know, so it's something that I just already feel, and now he's saying, hey, you know, this is
there's actually
why.
Some benefits to it.
I know.
So, for me personally, this ties back to the original idea for starting the California Adventure District, right?
Is right.
taking our top 12 counties.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it's called California Adventure District is because it fits, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you start taking stock of, you know, so for the next couple of years, it really is about taking stock of what we have collectively.
Right.
And
which is actually a lot.
So when you actually travel through this area of Northern California, you realize that there are truly some really magical spots that are known for certain things, right? So Mount Shasta is obviously one, right?
It's
very special, very unique, and it's one of those things that when you go, you know, stare at the mountain, you realize this is kind of special.
Mm-hmm.
But and the other one is, you know, the Redwoods. Mm. I mean, I know I'm over there quite a bit, and I know quite a few people who go from here to there.
Yep.
And they say the same thing, that when they go into the Redwoods, there's something unique.
It is.
Right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel stupid that I keep repeating it, but it's like also beyond that, what are there only like really two really places on Earth that they even grow? Like, you know, I mean, here on the coast, and then there's groves down towards, Santa Cruz.
Okay.
Right? And then there's the sequoias, which are a different species, but kind of in the same genre, which are up in the Sierra Nevadas.
Yep.
I mean, that's it. That's where they grow.
Right.
I mean, on the whole entire planet.
Right. And so... every time I'm over there, there's always something special about being in Humboldt and being in Del Norte and just being on the Northern California coast and being in the forest. And, the beaches are different, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the slogans is, the beaches in Northern California aren't exactly, sunbathing beaches, right?
But they're so pretty. Those jagged rocks.
but there's something a lot more powerful about the beaches up here. Right, especially up there, northern Humboldt, when you go through the forest onto the beach.
Yeah,
you do. That's why I guess they film.
You spelunk down to the beach.
You drop in,
right? Yeah,
drop in, and then I guess that's one of the reasons why they film Jurassic Park there, because it fits, right? It feels like you're going back in time.
Yeah.
So, I do. If you haven't been out there, if you're listening, and you haven't been out there, I highly encourage you to actually go to the forest, right? Go go to Humboldt and go into the Redwoods. Even if you don't book a session with Justin or do something formally,
sure.
But just even the Arcata City Park there, right?
Yeah,
it's just to wander around. It's it's a different environment than here, right?
Yeah, well, even like, the zoo, if you have kids, right? Because now they have the skywalk, and if you can't necessarily be on the forest floor or whatever, and, you can have the adventure up in the canopy. So, yeah.
So our engineer said, are we taking callers?
Yeah, why not?
This feels dangerous.
Yes.
Let's have a caller come in.
Oh, we have Randy on the line.
Randy. Good morning, Randy.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, anyway, I just listened to your show, and I thought this would be a good place to share a vision that I've had of our region here. I'm a lifelong resident of Shasta County, and I thought it'd be great to have, like mountain bike trails that would go through routes, like, say, from Round Mountain, Oak Run, clear over, on the back trails over to McLeod, and just have, campground set up, have entire route system set up, so to invite people from the world here to come and enjoy our area, just to expand it out more, just have plenty of back trail bicycle routes with small campgrounds even on private properties. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out here while I was listening to you.
So are you a mountain biker?
Yes, of course I'm in my 70s now, so
you just got
started. I don't do big things, but like mountain biking, mountain bikes. I discovered mountain bikes probably in my 30s, and man, what a nice way to get around.
Yeah, and I think the idea is smart, and I want to imagine, and I don't know for sure, but some of the stories that we've done through Enjoy Magazine, I believe there are already some natural.
There are plenty of trails.
The things that they've already actually started. Yeah, like the one up when you were talking about McLeod, I believe there's a trail that used to be a train. What was it? A train route, right? That they've recaptured.
That's
and
right.
It's rather long, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That you can.
Oh, yeah.
walk on and probably ride mountain bikes on. So it's just a matter of probably taking some of the assets that are available and connecting the dots, but then also, part of the spin is marketing to let people know how they can be used.
Yep.
Exactly.
Good. Well, so Randy,
well, hey, anyway, hey, thanks for the show.
Yeah, thank you
for
your support.
I'm glad you listened in. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Goodbye.
So we did actually start pursuing some of the more formal mountain biking activities, but then because of the fires and the permits and all that kind of stuff, so this is not the year to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Got to get things back under control.
Yeah. And there's still something about wanting to do a mountain biking trail.
Yeah.
From the coast to here.
That would be wicked.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was actually talking to, remember Brian from Headwaters yesterday? I was talking about the possibilities of a kayaking tour trip from Weaverville to the beach.
Wow.
It would be a few days.
You're going to dig a canal?
No, apparently you can go from Trinity River to Smith River to the ocean. But
really?
We're going to see if that's even a possibility. I have no idea. I'm sure there are people listening who know a little bit more about the connectivity, but we're actually going to look into that.
You might have to do a bit of overlanding where you pop out of the river and put the kayak on your shoulder and walk to the next river.
But I think that'd be fun. Be fun to organize. So.
Well, yeah, when he was talking also about the kayaking, what is it they do? There was a really
100
big,
miles.
Long one, yeah.
Yeah, from Redding to Chico, and that's happening again next year in May.
That sounds cool, yeah.
But you don't have to do the whole 100 miles. You can do 25, 50, 75, or 100.
Yeah, well, it would take me a month.
Or watch.
A month before I get to Chico in a kayak.
And then the other thing we were talking about is there's actually a hunger to do something formally from kayaking from Redding to the bay, San Francisco Bay.
Sure. Oh, that's right. That's what we were talking about, yeah. Well, also, too, real quick, because we only have a few minutes left here in this segment, but again, we're celebrating, Enjoy is celebrating 15 years with the latest issue that will be coming out on Monday in October. But I just want to also be beyond what we do, you know, Nigel's, you actually get to do a California Adventure District article
every month
in Enjoy Magazine, which is super cool. So this October issue, we have Autumn Adventures. California Adventure District is always open, and you have a great article in here again. And I encourage people to pick up the magazine and over 600 locations that we distribute throughout Northern California and predominantly within the California Adventure District. And if you can't get out, then you can go to enjoymagazine.com and go to the latest issue and read it in its entirety online. But, you have always these really, really great articles that showcase the California Adventure District in all its glory.
You know, one of the taglines there I think is important for our region to embrace at some point is that we are always open.
That's true, yep.
In normal terms, people always talk about tourism with a high season and shoulder season and a low season.
Yeah.
And even though it may take a few years for us to reinvent that, our area specifically, there's no reason why we should be closed, right?
I think that's actually a brilliant tagline.
Right.
California Adventure District, always open.
Always open, right?
Yeah.
You know? And because, let's face it, in the summer here, it gets a little hot, right?
Uh-huh.
Especially in this area here.
Just a tad.
But, you know, fall and winter is beautiful out here,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So, and there's always, we're always open. So that's
right.
That's going to be part of the California Adventure District mantra at some point. And I think
we'll
build a campaign around that and market that to some of the other areas around the country, actually, mm-hmm. always open.
Right. Well, I see that as a really cool TV campaign, right?
Yep.
At the end, it's just like a neon sign that just says always open.
That's right.
No, not neon, because that goes against the whole bathing thing, right? That's
yeah.
like we're trying to get away from the electricity.
Justin would not approve.
Yeah. Maybe a beaver, like, chewing into a piece of wood that says always open.
So, it's been great. So you're 15 years, I think, California Adventure District. I'm going on year number 3.
Yeah.
And it's just now getting started. So
you're in a good place.
In a good place. I think we're in a good place in our in this region of California specifically. Somebody spoke to somebody yesterday that said out of all the places in California, this is the best place to be. So I agree.
I would agree. Yeah. I would agree.
So thank you very much.
Yeah. So go to the California Adventure District website and check in and see what's going on and things.
Drop in
and go ahead and book yourself some bathe time.
There you go.
All right. Thanks,
Mike. See you next week.
All right.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.